This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top two members of the Democratic Party in the U.S. Congress announced on Tuesday they are now backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the party's presidential nomination. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
Senate Chief Chuck Schumer says President Biden's selfless move to leave the race allowed Democrats to rally around another candidate.
Boy, oh boy, are we enthusiastic.
Schumer spoke alongside top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
She is ready, she is willing, she is able to energetically and emphatically lead America.
Harris already has backing from well more than the nearly 2,000 delegates needed to win the nomination, based on an AP tally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is now testing negative for COVID-19 ahead of an address to the nation. His doctor released a statement on Tuesday saying his symptoms are resolved. The president returns to the White House on Tuesday and will address the nation on Wednesday night regarding his decision to drop his 2024 Democratic re-election bid. Biden posted on X that he'll speak, quote, on what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. Ugandan police forcefully detained dozens of protesters in Kampala on Tuesday as young people rallied against government corruption, defying a ban on demonstrations. Authorities had banned the protests, citing potential security risks. In response, heavily armed police and soldiers were deployed throughout the city center, setting up checkpoints and patrolling in riot gear to deter future demonstrations. The government of President Yoweri Museveni has long faced accusations of corruption. This is VOA News. Kenya's anti-government protesters were met by counter-demonstrators in the capital, Nairobi, on Tuesday in the latest unrest since demonstrations erupted over proposed tax hikes last month. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Pro-government protesters clashed with anti-government rivals on Tuesday morning before being dispersed by police who fired tear gas. One anti-government protester said they were being unfairly targeted.
Peaceful demonstrators when you are a couple of...
Protests erupted in June against proposed tax hikes. They have since grown into a wider movement against President William Ruto's government. More than 50 people have been killed after marches that were initially peaceful turned violent.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Mudslides triggered by heavy rain in a remote part of Ethiopia have killed at least 229 people, authorities said on Tuesday. Local officials said many victims were killed while trying to rescue survivors of an earlier mudslide in southern Ethiopia. The country's prime minister calls it a terrible loss. It's not clear how many people are still unaccounted for. Landslides are common during Ethiopia's rainy season, which started in July and is expected to last until mid-September. Cameroon's opposition says it is not intimidated by threats from officials who are warning them to stop saying negative things about President Paul Biya, who they accuse of postponing elections. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yaoundé.
This week, government spokesperson René Emmanuel Sadi said it was unacceptable for people to use irreverent language about the 91-year-old president. On Tuesday, Human Rights Watch said Jigden's announcement should be revoked to ensure the right to freedom of expression. The rights group says it is becoming increasingly difficult to speak freely in Cameroon. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé. Cameroon.
The director of the U.S. Secret Service resigned on Tuesday in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. The shooting unleashed an outcry about how the agency responsible for protecting U.S. politicians failed its core mission. Kimberly Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service director since August 2022, faced growing calls to resign and several investigations into how a gunman was able to get so close to Trump at an outdoor campaign rally. Her departure is unlikely to end the scrutiny of the long-troubled agency after the failures of July 13th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.